You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Earlier this summer, the organizers of Kalamazoo's Greek Fest announced that next year the event would be much, much smaller. The large downtown festival with dancing and music would now become a sit-down charity dinner for only 1,000 people. For many in Kalamazoo, Greek Fest is their first or only exposure to belly dance. WMUK's Maeve Hammond explains why teaching people about this cultural dance helps to keep it alive.
Think of the dance form you're most familiar with. You may be reminded of a ballet class from your childhood, or perhaps a ballroom waltz you saw on TV last night. But chances are, belly dance didn't come first to your mind. Members of the belly dance community will tell you they still feel on the margins of mainstream American dance. Case in point, Portage and Kalamazoo have several outlets to learn belly dance. However, you probably haven't seen their performances outside of Greek Fest or Art Hop.
Opportunities are there, you just have to find them.
That's Sabrina Merrill, the owner of Belly Dance Kalamazoo. Merrill says the exotic misidentification of belly dance has affected its acceptance.
We have definitely taken it and sexualized it, if nothing else, for the profit. We push that image. Well, society pushes that image. We work very hard to counter that image.
Joette Sawal is the artistic director of the West Michigan School of Middle Eastern Dance. Sawal also says belly dance is marginalized compared to other dance forms.
It's like we have no credibility because they just think we shimmy and shake. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of technique to it.
Sarah Schneider-Koning is the co-owner of Bohem Tribal Belly Dance. She encourages the community to embrace belly dance as she sees it, rather than how the media represents it.
It's portrayed as something for the male gaze, but once you actually start doing it and studying it, there's something that happens. There's a spark that gives you a certain sovereignty over your body and over your space. You just feel stronger and more rooted.
Stereotypes not only harm the reputation of belly dance, they make it difficult to find opportunities that pay. Although dancers may be able to volunteer at festivals or exhibitions, paid performances are limited. Joette Sawal says this financial insecurity affects belly dance's visibility as an art.
A lot of it is pro bono for that getting out in the community and just trying to educate them. We have to do a lot of that because they simply have no interest in watching us besides like being a sights freak show.
Sarah Schneider-Koning has had similar experiences.
In order to get respect as an actual art form, such as maybe ballet or modern dance, it's not so easy to get into a venue that would put us on a stage necessarily and get paid for it. That's the trick. It's a challenge to find work in this style of dance.
The Kalamazoo Greek Fest has traditionally showcased local belly dance. However, the festival's planned transition to a smaller, indoor venue next year could mean less visibility. Joette Sawal and her students have performed at Greek Fest for 14 years.
I think it's totally going to reduce the visibility because we dance for crowds for thousands of people there.
To stay visible in Kalamazoo's dance community, belly dancers want to reclaim their work as social art form. To do this, dancers are using education as a tool to overcome belly dance's bad rap. Some troops even volunteer with local public schools to show belly dance is accessible, appropriate, and empowering for all ages. Sarah Schneider-Koning hopes education will destigmatize the dance.
So we educate people. We tell them that this is not what you think it is. It's not what Hollywood told you it is. I'm here to represent a culture and an art form. Please respect me.
Belly Dance Kalamazoo's Sabrina Merrill uses her studio to host lectures on music and culture for the public. Merrill says Kalamazoo is becoming more interested in understanding belly dance, which opens the doors for more opportunities to represent her art.
It's accessible now, and now that it's accessible, people are seeing a little more for what it is.
For WMUK, I'm Maeve Hammond.